Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Wallach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Carter and he is out, Little applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hodges for a passed ball. Oliver moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wallach moves to second. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Giles goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to third. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 0 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Carter reaches second base with a double. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Wallach moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. There goes Little. The throw from Hodges to second, and Little is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry bunts towards first. Oliver fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to third. Danny Heap pinch hits for Brian Giles. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a fly ball towards left. Raines catches it and throws to third to double up Baylor. Strawberry tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Jose Oquendo now playing shortstop. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 4-3, Expos. Doug Sisk now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez juggles the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Brian Little. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Raines moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo misplays the ball. That's an error on Oquendo. Lee scores. Raines scores. Crowley moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Cromarty goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodges hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.